Part 12, Estimation, Activity Number 3.
This time I want you, I'm going to give you a, they need to do their estimation first with a, with another marker color.
The teacher puts 3 plates with candies on the table.
All right. These are green circle sugar yucky sour things.
I love sour candy.
I tried them and they're yucky.
Me too, Angelica. I like sour candy.
They're too sour for me.
The candies are about 1.5 inches in diameter.
You see those?
You see
the size of them? You know what? I'll take that. Feel the size of it. How many of those do you think are going to fit on that shamrock? Everyone take
4.
4 is going to fill up that whole plate?
No, 5.
Oh boy,
26.
Put it on. Everybody put 1 on your shamrock.
1.
Ooh. Angelica, 1.
Woo.
How many of those do you think you're gonna need, Evelyn? How many of these do you think you're gonna need? Do you think you're gonna need more than the cubes or less than the cubes?
Less.
You are right. Give me 5.
The teacher high fives Tony.
All right. Everyone, I want you to write your number. I'm going to give you a pen. I want you to write your number with purple this time, a different color.
No.
You're going to write what number? My turn. How many you think are going to fit on your shamrock?
A teacher's assistant passes out purple markers.
A 1 and a 3.
The students write their estimates on their sheet.
All right, in purple, write your number guess. How many groups of 10 and how many left over are you going to write?
60.
I see it in purple and a circle around it. I'll know you're ready.
The students add circles around their estimates.
Put 61. 6 groups. Not yet. You got to fill up your paper.
5, 7.
Good job.
6.
50. 50.
Katarina's ready to learn. Angelica's ready to learn. Tyshawn, you ready to learn?
Yes. Yeah.
62.
Okay, you're going to put that down there. And put some on here. Now, there's this new invention called manners. You don't grab. You don't scream. Take 1 at a time. Be polite. Be kind to others. And you may fill your shamrock with green circles, candies, sours.
The students take candies from the plate.
Cool. You might want to put the white side up if you can't see it very well on that paper. If you've colored it green already. Pull. Muscles. Pull.
The students continue to put candies on their shamrocks.
Sugar. Get the last.
Which one can I
eat? How about some baggies? Put them on. Cover up your shamrock.
Oh no.
That one doesn't have a hole.
Stick.
Keep going.
Most of the shamrocks are now half covered. The blind student's shamrock is about 1/4 covered.
These are sugary.
Keep going.
Most of the shamrocks are now 3/4 covered.
Finger.
Did you fill it up, Tom?
I need help. This is falling off.
It's a stick. Outlines raised.
Where's
Angelica's shamrock is almost completely covered.
I think you're almost ready.
Katarina's shamrock is about 1/2 covered.
Oh, man.
No, I didn't need it anymore.
All right, Tyshawn, what was your guess? Look at your purple number down there.
Put them in the bag.
57. You're going to count. See if you have 57, more than 57 or less than 57. You guessed 25. Start counting.
Tyshawn has candies stacked on top of each other.
1, 2.
Dance, though. We need some more candy.
Yes, sir.
The students put their candies in cups as they count them.
You come to 23. 2 groups of 10, 3 left over. Quiet counting. Write your number here. 16 is what? 16 looks like a 1 and a 6.
The teacher helps Eveline write 16 on her sheet.
What's a 24 look like?
She now helps Tyshawn.
Two groups of 10, 20. Your turn. Your turn. Two groups of 10. Four left over.
Tyshawn writes 24 on his sheet.
You may put your candy in a bag. And when you hear a bell ring, you may eat a candy, but not till the bell rings.
The students put their candies in plastic bags.
Ring, 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 ring. On your mark, set, go. You better eat one. Bell ring.
You have to bell ring.
I didn't have
the students eat a candy.
Which one can I eat?
You estimated for this count.
Did you count them?
A one and a two.
Did you have
count them? Put them in here.
15,
16. Okay, you need to write 13 on your paper, Katarina.
7,
8, 9,
more.
10, 11.
Were your estimations too high or too low?
Too low.
Most of them were too big, too high.
Oh, and 20. 19.
And 2 and 2?
One just dropped.
Tyshawn, was your guess too high, too low, or just right? Did you guess too many or too little?
Too many.
Good. Excellent.
The teacher kneels next to Eveline.
How about you? You guessed what?
Too high.
Too high. Yeah. Very good. You guessed 25. Were you
that
close?
That was good.
The teacher turns to Tony.
How many did you guess?
Six.
Two. Two. Were you too high or too low?
Too low.
You were only had 14 in there. Was 62 too big or too little of a guess?
Too big.
Too big. You're right. And Katarina?
Oh,
you guessed what? Out. What number did you write?
Did a bell ring?
23.
No, I didn't hear any bells yet.
23.
23. And how many are on there? 13. Was this too big? Is this number bigger or smaller than 13?
Too big.
You're right.
The teacher looks over Angelica's shoulder.
What did you guess? Tyshawn, quiet voices.
A 2.
Which one can
I
eat?
A
12.
A 1 and a 2.
2 equals 12. Is that how many were on there?
No.
That's how many you guessed? And how many were on there?
Did I find it?
A 2 and a 0.
And what does that number? What is that number? 20.
22.
20. 20. Was your guess too little? Is this number smaller or bigger than 20?
Bigger.
12. Do you want 12 candies or 20 candies?
You know how old I am?
I like 13.
Would you rather have 12 candies or 20 candies?
20 candies.
Yeah, so your guess was too small. That number's smaller than 20.